week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Mounts presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts.
Well, hello and thank you for once again inviting me right back to your homes on this beautiful Sunday morning. The Bible says today the Lord hath made, and we can and we will rejoice and be glad therein. As I've always said, I will continue to say it. If God be for you, then who in this world can ever stand against you? Yes, He has a blessing for you. All you got to do is accept it. Well, let's get our broadcast started today by doing this beautiful song. I'm going to be doing one of our CDs that we have out now. And here are some of the songs that's on it. First song is, Thanks to Calvary, I'm Not the Man I Used to Be.
Today I went back to the place where I used to go. Today I saw some old friends that I used to know. Now when they ask me what has happened, I try to tell them, Calvary, I don't come here anymore. Thanks to Calvary, I'm not the man I used to be. Thanks to Calvary, things are different than before. And as the tears my face, I tried to tell them, thanks to Calvary, I don't come here anymore. Then I went back where I used to live. My little boys ran to hide behind the door. I said, boys, you don't have to run and hide from your daddy now, because you see you got a brand new daddy now. Thanks to Calvary, we don't live here anymore. Thanks to Calvary, I'm not the man I used to be. Thanks to Calvary, things are different than before. And as the tears flows down my face, I tried to tell them, thanks to Calvary, we don't live here anymore. Thanks to Calvary, I'm not the man I used to be. Thanks to Calvary, things are different than I tried to tell them, thanks to Calvary, I don't live here anymore. Thanks to Calvary, I don't live here anymore.
Yes, sir, aren't you thankful today that Calvary can change your life? Well, I met Christ on the sidewalks of Roanoke, Virginia many, many years ago. Been a Christian about all of my life, brought up in a church, a good praying mama. a good praying daddy, but I had to make my personal appearance to Calvary, and there the blood of Jesus Christ was applied, sins were forgiven, and thanks to Calvary, I'm not the person that I used to be. Well, we thank you for tuning our way this morning. We hope that we have a ray of sunshine coming into your home. After all, here is the springtime of the year. My, we're moving toward Easter here on the 12th of next month, Good Friday. Be having Good Friday service, be having Monday, Thursday service at our churches, and we're just going to be worshiping the Lord. But every day with Jesus, the songwriter said, grows sweeter and sweeter every day. We got a lot of people in our prayer list now that we want to remember. We want to remember Steve Ellison in our prayers, and also Kathy and Philip Ballard, Louise and James Ellison, Betty and Ernest Atkins. My, what great friends these have been to us. And we hope our good friend Brother John Moore is doing real well. And then talked with my good friend Gerald Kelly the other day. Good to see Gerald again. He and his wife, I hope they're enjoying the broadcast. He wanted me to do that song, His Hand Reached Farther Down. Well, Gerald don't have that one right now, but I hope that one will take its place. Hoping to see you soon. Going to invite you over our way to preach for us, and love to be back in the worship service with you again. Got the Barley Trio coming to camp again this year. Let's pray for Bob and his family. They've been through a whole lot. And we've got a lot of people, Bob and Evelyn Guy, thinking about you here this morning by the means of radio. My good friend Jack Reed, way over there in Union, thinking of, always thinking about you, Jack. Don't talk to you much on the phone anymore, but that doesn't mean that we've forgotten about you. But so many of you that we think about, and we're so glad that you are tuned our way this morning. We hope that we can be a blessing to you. Well, let's go right back now and do another song. And this is from the CD, and I hope you enjoy this one also. This one says we're going to travel the last mile together.
I hope we walk the last mile together. Hand in hand, we can see the promised land. We've been through a lot of bad times, but our love we walk the last mile together. We made our house a home for our little ones. And we've known happiness, and we've known some sad times too. Hand in hand, we can see the
Well, I want to do that in memory of my good friend June Lockhart. Send it out to Doris, and let's continue to remember her in prayer. My good friend Gene Lockhart, who passed away, and he loved that song, passed it on to her brother, and he likes it, and so we sing it, and we, if it can bless the hearts of people, that's what it's all about. Love puts you on our mailing list, and we have the CDs. We do not charge anything for them. All we ask that you help with the support of the broadcast. After all, you know, we have to pay the bills, and the mailing is getting expensive, plus we have to do the radio broadcast. Of course, you know that, and these things don't come cheap, but I stand firmly that if God be for me, there's no power that can stand against me. I started this faith mission many years ago. As a matter of fact, when I began my ministry back in 1962, I went on the radio here in Hinton in 1963, and I've been on some radio station ever since then, off and on. We're right now on 39 different stations. We're on a website. We have a website, stbi.org, if you'd like to pull that up. We're doing shortwave radio. God's using our ministry, and that's what it's all about. I want to touch somebody along the way, and I've been touched by many people, and I've tried to touch people along the way with our ministry of music and our ministry of preaching the gospel. With me, the gospel comes first. You know that. My good friend Garland Groves, God bless his heart. You pray for him. He has Parkinson's disease. Sterling Morgan, another good preacher friend of mine who has the Parkinson's disease, but Brother Garland Groves said Tommy Mouse don't know nothing but sin to preach on. Said every time he preaches about sin. Well, my friend, the reason I tell you about it, because it's deadly, it's dangerous. It destroys the soul, the mind, the body. Hey, there's nothing good about it. The devil's evil. He's a liar. He's the father of it. Don't let him lie you right into hell, because that's exactly what he's going to do. Well, that ain't the message. I got another message for you today, possibly. We don't know. We just do what God asks us to do. And if we go on with music, that's what we go on with. Well, Armetta Weigel. Well, we miss her husband, Harry. Harry was always faithful to hear the broadcast. I never played this song that I didn't think about. Harry, my good friend. Many of you like this song. Martha and I think that's the one. That the next one is coming up, and this one says the old ship of Zion.
I was standing on the banks of the river, looking out over life's troubled sea, when I saw an old ship that was sailing. Is that the old ship of Zion I see? Its hull was bent and battered from the storms of life I could see. Waves were rough, but that old ship was steady. Is that the old ship of Zion I see? At the stern of the ship stands the captain. I can hear as he calls out my name. Get on board, it's the old ship of Zion. And it sorrows and heartaches behind. I'll be safe with Jesus, the captain, sailing out on the old ship of Zion, sailing out on the old ship of Zion.
Yes, sir, we're going to one day sail out on the old ship of Zion. Doris Arvin Neely, want to send that song out to you. Thank you for being there for us for so many years, and the people that stood behind us in this radio ministry. Well, we do appreciate you. We're praying for you. We hope that you're praying for us. And let's just continue right on. Here's my theme song. It's been my theme song. I hope it's yours. And this one says, I'm going to make it on home someday.
Well, when the Lord saved me, my sins forgave me, and He started my way home. He said, son, don't you worry, there's no need to hurry, or you won't have to walk it alone. And I'm gonna make it all home someday. Gonna make I just find myself alone too, and I pray till everything is alright. For in His Word, He assures me, on my knees He secures me, and I know He's gonna see me through the night. And I'm gonna make it all home someday.
Yes, sir, I'm going to make it on home someday. Aren't you glad today that you have a home in heaven? I think it was John 14 said, let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me and my Father's house. There's many mansions. Well, I hear the phone ringing there. We're just going to kind of totally ignore that and go right on with the broadcast. Here's another beautiful song. Martha does this one. And so many of you like it. Want to send it out to Alan Propp and his family. And this one said, let's meet by the river.
The streets of pure gold. He tells of a pure river of life that flows from the throne. And when we have reached that beautiful place, we're known as we're known. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river where loved ones dwell who've gone on before. If you leave here first, just wait by the river. If I leave you here, that's where you'll find me. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore. If you leave me standing here on this earth. Just wait by the river. It's such a good place for us to meet over there. And after I find you, let's go see Jesus. Then let's go find our dad and mother. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river where loved ones dwell who've gone on before. If you leave here first, just wait by the river. If I leave you here, that's where you'll find me. Lift me by the river, over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river, over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river, where loved ones dwell, who've gone on before. If you leave here first, just wait by the river. If I leave you here, that's where you'll find me. Let's meet by the river, over on that beautiful shore.
Yes, sir, let's meet by the river. Many of you like that song, so we'll just send it out to you. Let me talk to you just a little bit here about prayer. You know, Jesus warned us in the scripture. He said, do not pray like the heathen in Matthew 6 and 7. He said, but when you pray, not if you pray, but when you pray, use not vain repetition as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Now, there is a lot of power in prayer. As a matter of fact, that is the connection that you and I have between us and God. I believe that the Bible teaches there is a mediator between man and God. Now, through salvation, that mediator is Christ Jesus himself. But he said, if I go away, I will send you another comforter. And when he has come, he is talking about the Holy Spirit when he comes. And he now takes our petitions before the throne room of God. And there, those prayers are answered. Now, I believe in answered prayer because when I read about the children of Israel who had been in bondage for so many long years, but the Bible said there's one thing that God spoke to Moses that really excited my spirit when he said, you tell them I saw their tear and I heard their cry. And don't you ever think that God doesn't listen. God is always in tune to the prayers of his people, and there is much power in prayer. That is a powerhouse connection that you and I can make between you and between God. But a lot of times we hit a danger snag by focusing not on God, but mostly on the problem. Now, Webster Dictionary, I think that he would kind of differ with you in biblical terms of prayer and what the Bible really speaks about prayer, because when he gives a definition of prayer, here's what he said: to talk or recite a set of words to God in worship of asking for something. And the thing that I cannot connect there with was when he said also to beg. Well, I don't think we need to beg, because Jesus said, ask and ye shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. And we don't have to beg, because our Heavenly Father knoweth what we need before we ever ask. So when we ask God, we're asking in prayer. It is an act of praying, something to pray for, a humble and sincere request to God, a set of words used in talking to God. That's what prayer is. When prayer is being made, there is no praise in being given in our prayer. And when we pray, our Father which art in heaven, we are showing praise and magnitude toward a heavenly Father. We are talking about a sovereign God, a God who is in complete control. And we need to exalt him. There is no name greater than the name of God. At the name of of him. Every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. No glory is being given or expressed a lot of times in our prayers. No honor is being shown. And God deserves all of these things when you and I talk to God. In James 4:3, he said, you ask, but you do not have. Or receive because you ask amiss, or you ask wrong. For you ask for your own lust. Now, when you're always asking, give me, we got those give me prayers, give me this and give me that. Be ye not therefore like them, for your heavenly Father knoweth what things you need before you ever ask. Now Jesus said to pray like this, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts. Lead us not into temptation. So you see, God is your problem solver. In Matthew 11:28, here's what he said. Come unto me, all of ye that are labored and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Psalms 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. I will exalt among the heathen. I will exalt in all of the earth. We pray for what we want to pray for and not what we should pray for. And that's not the way that we ought to pray. And the Bible said we can say to that mountain, be thou removed. We always want to put a crutch on all of our prayers. How many say, well, now, if it be thy will. Well, I don't think God would tell you to do it if it wasn't his will. He said when we pray, we must pray believing because all things are possible to them who will believe. Quit just believing and start speaking. I like what Oral Roberts stated one time. He said, don't speak to God about the mountain, but speak to mountain about your God. And I like that. I really like that because it shows the expression of believing and trusting God. I say it so many times here on the broadcast, and I will continue to say it, that if God be for you, there is no power that will ever stand against you. So if you can believe that and trust in that. You see, my battle is not to defeat the devil. My battle is to believe that he's already been defeated. And when I can come to that reality that God is working in my behalf and God has already done the work, now I must believe all that God has to say about the situation, because if he be for me, there is no power that can ever stand against me.
Well, I can't take the heart that's broken, make it over again. Oh, but I know a man who can. I can't take the soul that's sin sick, wash it up and make it white as snow. Oh, but I know a man who can. Some call him Savior, the Redeemer of all men. Oh, but I call him Jesus, for he is my dearest friend. Now if you think there's no one that loves you, and you lie, well, it's all out of hand. I know a man who can.
Our fathers, we touch the throne of grace for our unseen audience. We bring the sick, we bring the afflicted, whatever the need. You know the need. You can supply the need according to your riches and glory. I pray you'll use this preacher, man, as we reach across the airway into the homes, convalescent places, the penitentiaries, wherever they are, that we might be able to tell them, yes, there is something to believe in, and that something is Jesus Christ. Well, neighbor, it has been good to be with you today. You pray for us. If there's a tape you need or anything that we can do, come into your church, sing, preach, whatever you want us to do, or whatever we can do. We are a servant of the Most High God, and what God allows us to do, that's exactly what we want to be doing every day of our life. Well, be good, and may God bless you and yours. That is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and/or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC 80, Box 36.